combine business.
My business.
With pleasure.
Damn, that sounds sexy.
No funny business, no conversation.
And now, back to America's business coach, Coach Ron Tunick.
Welcome back. I am not America's business coach. That is Ron Tunick. I'm Bill Frank. I'm sitting in for Coach Ron Tunick, who's over in Las Vegas giving a speech to a paying audience. I'm joined in the studio, as we always are on Wednesday, with Ken Hingem. Hey, Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific.
Well, you are such a great speaker about the culture. You're talking about television. You're talking about entertainment. You're very knowledgeable in this area. Our next guest is even more knowledgeable in this area.
Oh, we don't know that.
I'm going to take it on faith that he is. And he's certainly more knowledgeable than I am. We're going to talk a little bit about a part of the business, the movie business, that most people don't. But let me introduce our next guest. Edward Sylvan has served as the chairman and the CEO of Sycamore Entertainment Group since May of 2010. From 2002 up to the present, Ed has been providing consulting services to small cap startup companies in the areas of corporate structure and finance through his privately held company, Silu 2 Holdings, LTD. From 2000 to 2002, he was a company director at BECO International, which is a corporate finance and investor relations firm. While at BECO, he served on the board of directors for Solitaire Minerals and also First Narrows Research. Ed is an active manager and leads the investors with more than 20 years in experience. He was one of the youngest equity traders in retail stockbroker history for Scotia McLeod, a leading financial institution in Canada. Welcome to the show, Ed. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you. After that introduction, I want to meet that guy.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's nothing more than a recap of what you've done so far. And I have to say, it's kind of an interesting transition from the world of finance to the world of films that you do. But I want to set this up for the readers, because this is what, the listeners, this is what intrigued me. Hollywood puts out 9,000 movies per year, but only 500 of those movies make it to the big screen. And of those 500 that make it, I think you and I and Ken would agree, not always the best films make it to the theaters.
That's right.
So it made me stop and think, though, you know, what happens to the other 8,500 films each and every year? Now, this is your business. So describe what happens to the vast majority of films that get produced each year.
Well, Bill and Ken, thank you for having me on the show. What happens to the majority, the 8,500 other films, is that a small portion of that, perhaps 300 of those 8,500 films, they get the luxury of going on to the film festival circuit. Festivals like Cannes, festivals like the recently passed Sundance, Toronto Film Festival, the Los Angeles Film Festival.
Hey, don't forget the Santa Barbara Film Festival that just concluded a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely. So the movies, they go on to those film festivals in hopes of picking up a distributor. The first 500 movies that do get distribution, they go on to do the things that you see on television, and they get to report all those big box office numbers. In fact, it's those first 500 movies that account for over $60 billion of entertainment revenue from the box office and all the other markets behind it. Unfortunately, the other 8,500 films, they just go on to never produce revenue for the filmmakers or anybody else. So they just become very expensive paperweights.
I think they go to Netflix myself, because I've got a membership to Netflix, and I'm telling you, I go through pages and pages. I think anyone who has will back me up on this. Pages and pages of films I just never heard of.
Like, yes,
Ed, exactly. can you back me up on that?
Actually, those are some of the films that actually got distribution deals from previous years. A lot of those films, you have to have a very good relationship with Netflix, or get through the door to Netflix through an aggregator that is basically your broker to get you into see a company like Netflix, because they're not only inundated with North American films, they're inundated with over 30,000 worldwide films. So it just gets, as you expand out, it becomes more and more difficult to get distribution. So the films that you see on Netflix don't necessarily reflect the 8,500 films that get made every year.
All right. Our guest is Edward Sylvan. He's the CEO of Sycamore Entertainment Group. And Ed, I want to hit the pause button for just a minute and recap what you just said. 500 movies that make it to the big screen generate about $60 billion worth of revenue each year for the studios that make them.
Correct.
And there are 8,500 movies that don't make it. So if I'm doing this correctly, the 500 films making $60 billion are really paying the way for all 9,000 films that are out there. That's a business model that doesn't seem sustainable to me.
Actually, it's those 500 movies that make the revenue every year, they account for 100% of all that revenue. As I said earlier, the 8,500 films are lucky to be for what's called four-walled or shown in a local independent theater to the friends and families of the filmmakers. But that revenue doesn't get, that movie doesn't get any revenue whatsoever. A movie without distribution, Bill, is basically like a person without a job.
Right.
Has no ability to earn income, and it just sits there and does nothing. So it's the 500 movies that see the distribution. They account for all of the complete revenue that you see on those big box office numbers, and that number I just quoted.
All right, let's talk about the 8,500, because really that's where you're looking to make your living on all of this. Who did, you know, I make a film, Ken and I get together, we do Bill and Ken's Big Adventure. We want that to be the next great film. We think it's a fantastic buddy movie. It's a great comedy, got all the elements to it. We put it out there. It becomes one of the 8,500 films each year that dies an ugly death. Who does that impact? Besides Ken and I, of course, our feelings are crushed. But who else does that impact in the whole value chain of movies?
Well, in the value chain, first and foremost, it impacts the investors who put their hard-earned money into making that film. Without distribution, gentlemen, that film has no way to pay those investors back. As I said, it's like somebody with unemployment. There's no ability to earn money. So that's the first group of people that it impacts. And those investors can be anybody from individual investors. It can be banks who loan the producer money, other distribution companies who might have only put equity in but couldn't take the film out. Those investors, they don't get their money back. Who else it impacts? It impacts the filmmakers themselves, both the directors and the producers, because the thing about filmmaking is that a filmmaker has to live to make another film, and if they're not doing a good job of returning money back to their investors, investors are going to get a sour taste in their mouth and be very, very reluctant to allow them to make another film. So that just impacts the ability for filmmakers to continue to practice their craft.
All right, our guest is Ed Sylvan. So, Ed, you're the CEO of Sycamore Entertainment Group. How does Sycamore Entertainment Group enter into this marketplace? What do you bring to the party?
What Sycamore brings to the table, essentially, or to the party, is there of those 8,500 films that we keep talking about, there's a great number of those films that are absolutely fantastic movies, fantastic casts, fantastic scripts, great storylines. And what we do is we go in and we try to find as many of those films that we find can be commercially viable and entertaining and interesting enough to specific niche audiences. We go out and we acquire the rights to those pictures, and then we get behind those films with a marketing campaign. What I mean by marketing campaign is we're the guys who put the movies on the side of bus stops, show the trailers on television, put the movie ad in newspapers, radio, and internet. There's a cost to that, but for that cost, that movie is made aware to the movie going public. And in addition to that, we also act as the film's distributor. So we're the company that books the movie into the movie theaters and does all of the deals for DVD, home video, and gets the movie seen so that it has the ability to generate that revenue.
All right, so that's how you make your money. You take it over, and for that privilege, somebody comes to you, one of the 8,500 comes to you. What do you charge them to do it? Do you just take the movie over gratis, and then you make the money, and it all comes to you? How does the revenue flow?
The revenue flows to Sycamore. First off, we're a publicly traded company. So what we do is we have the ability to go to the marketplace and raise capital from investors who are very interested in this space, and we take that capital, and what we do is we pay the filmmaker a small advance, or what's called a minimum guarantee, for the rights to exploit their movie in whatever market.
Exploit, I like that. Go on.
whatever we agree upon. And as distributors, we charge a distribution fee to the producer, and then we also make money by licensing that film to all the other markets that film has an opportunity to play on. It includes DVD, home video, specialty channels, video on demand, network television, hotels, airlines, military, and cruise ships, and anywhere that needs to license that film for the rights to show it. those different licensors pay us a fee, and that's how Sycamore earns its money. And then from that agreement that we have with the filmmaker, we start returning whatever the agreed upon percentages to the filmmakers, and then they can in turn return money back to their investors.
All right, our guest is Ed Sylvan. Ed, this is all a puzzlement to me, because how are you finding all of these films? You find films with great stories, great actors, just wonderful films. How is it that you're better at picking films than perhaps Hollywood is?
Well, the thing about it is Hollywood makes films for the mass audience. They make movies with lots of explosions, with movies that are tied to certain comic books and are branded entertainment. But there's a growing audience out there, an audience that's not necessarily interested in seeing that kind of film. They're more into films that have great stories, great actors, and great cast. For example, we just acquired a picture starring Academy Award winner Jeffrey Rush in a film called The Eye of the Storm. It played at the Toronto Film Festival, and all the large distributors that normally go and buy those pictures, those 500 pictures, they had their fill of movies for the year, and they weren't able to acquire this film. So if Sycamore didn't come along and make the acquisition of this great, fantastic film, that film would have gone the way of the 8500. But now that Sycamore is distributing this great film, the world is going to have an opportunity to see this movie.
I think it's great. You've got Jeffrey Rush. Of course, he was the producer of The King's Speech, and he's riding high right now off of that film and all the Academy Awards that it won. But talk to me. I mean, why didn't Jeffrey Rush just take this on and do it himself? Why does he need an intermediary like yourself?
Because Jeffrey Rush, he's an actor, and he got behind this movie because he believed in the story. So he put his great name behind it in an effort to get the movie financed. But that doesn't, just because the movie is made and it's starring such a great talent like Jeffrey Rush. And by the way, the film also includes performances by Judy Davis, who's also an Academy Award nominee, and Charlotte Rampling. So this movie, just because it's completed and in the can, it doesn't guarantee it distribution, regardless of the actor. And there is a certain amount of risk inherent to distributing a picture, because someone like Jeffrey Rush, he's an actor, and the key to being in the distribution game is the ability to market this movie and reach its target audience. And that's a very specific skill set in which Jeffrey, who's a great actor, does not necessarily possess.
That makes sense. Our guest is Edward Sylvan. He's the CEO of Sycamore Entertainment Group. We're talking about the movie industry right now. And I'm going to change gears a little bit and ask you to go up a little bit higher to maybe 30,000 feet, because I want to ask you about two seismic shifts that are happening in the entertainment industry today. The first shift is the shift to digital film and digital movies, and the second is the use of the internet as a distribution channel for content. So let's talk about the shift to digital right now. We're in the midst of that today. What does that mean for the industry, and how are you at Sycamore prepared to take advantage of that?
The digital era, what it's brought on, it's a double-edged sword. And the reason why is, because of the use of digital film and digital filmmaking, the cost of making a movie has come down significantly. What that allows is for more filmmakers who weren't able to make films before, they're able to come into the marketplace and make movies. So that further crowds the space with movies that, A, necessarily shouldn't have been made in the first place, and it just makes it that much more competitive for the better films to get acquired, because there's only a certain number of distribution companies out there, and each one of them, including ourselves, we can only take on a certain amount of films per year. So it just adds to that 8,500 number. So that's one of the seismic shifts. But on the positive side, it does allow filmmakers that want to tell a story to go out there and for a small amount of money go ahead and tell their story. The other thing that the digital era does, it lowers the cost of marketing a movie, because rather than having to ship around those expensive reels of tape around the country to show a movie to the various amount of theaters that it has to, the actual whole movie can be sent to 1,000 theaters digitally by the press of a button, thereby saving lots of cost to the distribution companies.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Now, what about the internet? Where does this factor into the whole movie value chain?
How it values in is that it allows that same filmmaker who's made and told their story to get their story to an audience that that doesn't necessarily exist without a traditional distributor. So in that sense, the internet has been a great tool for smaller independent filmmakers. However, that's also the same problem because, again, it comes down to there's thousands and thousands and thousands of films out there, and it's just like watching TV with 10,000 channels. Which one do you watch? And that's where a company like Sycamore Entertainment comes in, because we pluck some films out of that chaos and that noise, and we bring it and to the top of the pile where people are able to see and be aware of the film, hence they'll go see it and bringing revenue to that movie. So the seismic shift is that the digital age is great for filmmaking, but it's just causing more noise and more content to be made, which makes it harder and harder for filmmakers to get their movies seen and distributed.
Is Sycamore starting to protect its brand as far as what type of films they're going for? Are they going for dramas? Are they going for comedies? Are they going for English? Are they going for South American? Anything like that? Do they have any concerns about that?
Our focus is particularly movies for grown-ups, basically movies that play to a more adult audience that doesn't necessarily want to see the movies that are the big blockbuster branded films with the explosions and special effects that are happening in the theaters. And that's why we chose the movie The Eye of the Storm. It's a fantastic piece that plays to an audience that deals with the aging population, baby boomers. It's a story about mother and daughters, and these are stories that aren't necessarily seen in cinemas anymore. So we're protecting our brand by basically doing more dramatic films, more pieces that speak to an intelligent audience that's yearning to see films that have been forgotten by the studios.
Oh, that's great. Our guest is Edward Sylvan. He's the CEO of Sycamore Entertainment Group. And Ed, you're really now transversing two media. You're in the film media, but you're also writing a book. We've got about a minute left. Tell us a little bit about this forthcoming book that you have.
Thank you. I have a book coming out in mid-May, and the title of the book is called How to Get in the Room for Success. It's a practical guide to getting what you want. And the reason why I've written this book is because in building this business in Hollywood, I came to realize that Hollywood is a very close-knit and cut-off society full with gatekeepers. And in order for a new coming company like Sycamore, who's are basically industry outsiders, we had to get into to see the best directors, the best filmmakers. We were competing against known staples in the industry, and in order to do that, we realized that we had to get into where they were. We had to get admission to the rooms where these deals were being done. So in doing that, I came to realize that this can be a guide for all other entrepreneurs that want to break through and make that step towards separating themselves from the pack. It's important that you get in the room where your business is being conducted on a higher level in order to cut the best deals and make the best connections.
And Ed, when is the book coming out?
The book's coming out in mid-May.
Mid-May.
And it's a guide for all entrepreneurs.
That is great. Ed, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being our guest here on The Business of Life. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.